Grounds for refusal to execute European arrest warrant and refusal to surrender. A member state may refuse to execute a European arrest warrant if final judgment has already been passed by a member state upon the requested person in respect of the same offence, ne bis in idem principle. The offence is covered by an amnesty in the executing member state. The person concerned may not be held criminally liable by the executing state owing to his or her age. In certain other circumstances, e.g. when criminal prosecution or punishment is statute barred according to the law of the executing member state, or when a final judgment has been passed by a third state in respect of the same act, the executing member state may refuse to execute the arrest warrant. It may also refuse to execute the warrant if the person concerned did not personally appear at the trial where the decision was rendered, unless the appropriate safeguards were taken. In all cases, grounds for the refusal must be given. On presentation of certain information relating to the arrest warrant, the nature of the offence, the identity of the person concerned, etc., each member state must permit the transit through its territory of a requested person who is being surrendered. The warrant is translated into the official language of the executing member state and sent by any means capable of producing written records and allowing the executing member state to establish its authenticity. Since the 1st of January 2004, extradition requests received by member states have been dealt with in accordance with the national measures adopted to implement the framework decision.